Rashidatli attacks Israel as Palestinian terrorists kill civilians, including Muslim Arab Israeli. By Joel B. Polak on May 5, 2019. Representative Rashidatli, DME, tweeted an attack on Israel on Sunday even as Palestinian terrorists fired hundreds of rockets at Israeli civilians, bringing the death toll to four, including, ironically, a Muslim Arab citizen of Israel. Tlaib was responding to, and agreeing with, anti-Israel activist Yusuf Munyayer, who had criticized a New York Times headline that read, "Gaza militants fire 250 rockets, and Israel responds with airstrikes." The Times evidently prefers to avoid the word terrorists when dealing with Palestinians who murder Israelis. That was unacceptable to Munyayer, who complained that Israel had started the violence by shooting unarmed Palestinian protesters in Gaza. The protesters were attacking Israel's border. Some burned tires and threw rocks and incendiary devices, and some attempted to sabotage the border fence, UPI reported. Previous protests had been organized by the Hamas terror group, which, according to the United Nations, violently suppresses actual protests against its violent rule in Gaza. Still, for Tlaib, describing the fact that Palestinians had sparked the present conflict meant dehumanizing them. When will the world stop dehumanizing our Palestinian people who just want to be free? Headlines like this and framing it in this way just feeds into the continued lack of responsibility on Israel, who unjustly oppress and target Palestinian children and families, she tweeted. She concluded with hashtag Free Palestine, a slogan usually used in connection with the destruction of Israel. An ambition that Tlaib shares with Hamas and other Palestinian radicals. The Palestinian terror groups firing rockets at Israel evidently hoped that a massive barrage of projectiles would overwhelm Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system. Four Israeli civilians were, in fact, killed by rockets, including a Muslim Arab Israeli who was killed after he was critically injured in his chest by shrapnel from a direct strike on a factory in Ashkelon, according to the Jerusalem Post. Israel has struck Palestinian terrorist targets in response. Unlike Palestinian terrorists, who have a long history of both targeting civilians in Israel and hiding behind civilians in Gaza, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, target terrorists and try to avoid civilian casualties on both sides of the conflict. Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman in Congress, has been celebrated by other Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, who told Tlaib personally, "I'm proud of you," during a meeting with freshman Democrats. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.